we're out today continuing on the search. If you don't know or haven't heard yet, he suffers from dementia and he's very deaf. So he's a few disabilities, and he was last seen getting off a bus in the Lennimore area, which heads towards the Rock Bar. And that's the last footage we have of him. Now, apparently there have been two sightings the next day. One on that road that would lead down in that direction, and another one on the road that would take you in by the 19th hole. It's a pub at Bridge End. They brought a dog out on Wednesday. They track him, and it tracked him down the same road, but then it lost the scent. The only thing I can think on today, we're continuing the search, but it'll be in the Burt area. My mother was born there, and he hasn't been able to really communicate speech-wise in the last 2 years. But back then, he was talking away about that. Now, although he wasn't brought up in that area, he was born in Derry, but in his mind, he's kind of regressed to that time period, and that's the direction that he's been sighted on. So, as I say, we've covered all this area here at Lennimore and Skeig and all up and around here, down and as far as Muff and as far through as Bridge End.
And the area you'll be searching today across in Burt Chapel, it's a vast area. Aye. Dozens have still come out here today to help with the search, but you'd be appealing, Michael, for more people to come out.
For more people. We're actually hoping, that somebody would have sighted him. And that's what we're really hoping for. But as I say, until then, we'll just continue to search. And it's great, the response of the people over the last few days and even today. As you can see, the weather's not great, but it shows you the people of Derry. When there's a need, the people come, and it shows you the goodness of the people, and I really appreciate it.
So what you're appealing for is for anyone who may not know about your brother being missing in the Burt area, Muff area, what areas exactly?
Well, basically, as I say, we're going to continue the search on down at Ailic or Burt, and that will follow that road right through to Letterkenny. Now, as I say, he's extremely deaf and he cannot speak, so it should stand out, or he should stand out in the middle of the people. You know, they come into a shop or whatever.
And I suppose the smallest piece of information could be vitally important.
It can be the slightest thing and the smallest thing, but we'd really appreciate any input from the community, and if they would keep their eyes open to anything strange or anyone strange, if they could help us in any way, we'd be extremely grateful.